How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
All right, let's talk with Chris Whittingham on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, soccer broadcaster for CBS and Apple TV. Apple TV will have the Inter-Miami-Austin match tomorrow, 7:30. Inter Miami's first ever match from new stadium in Miami. NU, new stadium. Whittingham will be on the call Sunday for Inter Milan and Roma on Paramount Plus, and then PSG and Liverpool on Wednesday. Those are some high profile assignments, man. Whittingham on Paramount Plus. Those are, I saw Solana's eyes light up. Like, those are some high profile assignments, dude.
I mean, Liverpool, are you kidding me? That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. First time I've done Liverpool in the Champions League.
Is the opening of new stadium tomorrow, is this the exclamation point on what has been just an incredible 6 years of active soccer for Inter Miami? Like, I was trying to go back and think, has anything gone wrong in the Jorge Mas Inter Miami history?
Well, I mean, I think they wanted to kick off in Miami from day one.
Fair. And
I mean, remember, this is even before Jorge Mas got involved, but back in 2015, when they wanted to announce a new team, they announced a new team. Their initial location that they wanted to play at was at Port Miami. Remember that first idea on the water? They announced it from the art museum that was there on the water. Look, the stadium's going to be right behind us. And then they had the idea of filling in the boat slip next to the FTX or the Kaseya Center, excuse me. I went through all the names there. and then they had the idea of playing in Overtown. For a hot minute, they were trying to figure that one out, and then they eventually pivoted to playing in Fort Lauderdale just to get the team off the ground, and then the political process to get the stadium done was quite lengthy, and it's kind of funny for me because I was there for all of it, and just kind of experiencing all that, and city council meetings, and figuring out, is this referendum going to pass, and then the referendum passes, and then what's the actual deal to actually get this done, and so now this stadium is going to open. Yeah, I think this is definitely... I mean, obviously, bringing Lionel Messi is far and away number one, the most important thing that will ever happen to probably soccer in Miami. But having a place in Miami for this community that is so soccer mad, that has a place to go to, one presumes, you know, like Inter Miami is sort of only the entry point. There are tons of international friendlies. So many teams want to come by and play games in Miami. So it is sort of the gateway now to soccer in that part of the world. And it's absolutely incredible that they finally got this done. And to your point, for Jorge Mas, what he's been able to achieve is extraordinary as the owner of Inter Miami. In 6 years, to have won a championship, brought Lionel Messi, and gotten the stadium built in proper Miami, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Is this an outlier in MLS? Because I know Atlanta FC plays in Mercedes where the Falcons play. A lot of teams, like, is this a norm for MLS to have their own stadium?
Yes, and I think that's the number one thing that they have set out to do over the last probably 20 years was start getting their own places built. And if you go back to sort of the first few ones, I mean, Columbus Crew had one in, I want to say, 2000, 2001, but really the new phases was Dallas built their own place and Philly built their own place, but they're sort of modest. I think now you look at a lot of teams, first off, it's kind of a requirement of coming into the league is having your own place. You mentioned Atlanta. Charlotte is another example that came in and said, we'll play in the Carolina Panthers place, and that's sort of our second venue, but we'll be treated as sort of equal citizens in the building, and it'll be huge for us. But otherwise, everyone else, you look around the league, LAFC came in with a new place. Cincinnati has a new place. Columbus has another new place. Austin has a new place. Basically, every team in MLS, for the most part, will be playing in their own venue, a soccer-specific stadium, as they call it. The most difficult ones to get over the line have been Miami, which took, as we kind of mentioned there, a very long time. New York City, who have been playing in baseball stadia since 2015 and are only just going to open a new venue next summer, summer of 27. And Chicago, who built one way outside of town, Hawk would know the geography better, in Bridgeview, which is basically nowhere near downtown Chicago. They are building their own place in downtown Chicago that'll open in 28. But otherwise, most every team plays in their own stadium in MLS. That was kind of the drive, was infrastructure, training facilities, stadia. And then the next level is, well, how do we elevate the league from inside of these stadia? But we have to have our own places, because otherwise it's not a sustainable business model. So MLS will be absolutely delighted that they finally got something done in Miami for as long as they've worked on it.
I know Solana has a question, but I am so just overjoyed hearing stadium plural as stadia. Yeah. It is just such a great use of a word that does not get used enough. Yeah. Because
isn't it
how
so much
often
more
would you be speaking
stadiums?
Of stadiums in the plural? It's just, it doesn't happen right. very often. So to hear it, just melodic.
As soon as I saw Hawk lift up his Sharpie, because of course you are a Sharpie guy, I knew it was going to be to point out Whittingham's use of the word stadia instead of stadia.
Because I wanted to impress him by getting the ingress and egress later, but forget about it. I'm not even going there. The guy dropped stadia on us.
What was
twice
that? What was
already.
The origin of us enjoying the word ingress and egress? Yeah. I think it was like some Tom Garfinkel press conference
or
something.
It was a Tom Garfinkel interview, and I don't know why we were so enamored with him using ingress and egress, but we have used
it's sort of
in
the thing you have to say.
Of times.
it's the thing you have to say when you're opening a new venue is, all right, ingress and egress. It's way
right,
more
you have
important.
To sound like you know right. what you're talking about, because
exactly.
you're the expert in it. So it's not just how do I get
you
out
say
easily.
How we're getting people in and out.
Yeah.
It has to be ingress.
Yeah.
So Woody, I'm glad you mentioned Jorge Mas, because all the things you mentioned, getting the stadium in Miami, bringing Leo Messi, winning a title, really winning two pieces of hardware. Like, should he already be in the conversation of greatest owners in Miami sports history? I'm not saying we have to go through all of them, but, like, when I think of Wayne Huizenga, my dad, who knows nothing about football, knows Wayne Huizenga. You know, like, he was a guy that brought the stadium, pro player stadium, whatever. Is Jorge Mas, should he be in that conversation already?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Joe Robbie, you know, is sort of the one who obviously gets all of the publicity for what he did with the Dolphins down the years. Stephen Ross, for as much as he has brought to that Dolphins area, turning it into a world-class tennis tournament and a Formula One track, I think the number one thing that's held against him is the lack of winning. I think he's right up there, just because, you know, he comes in as a local guy who could easily have been the owner of the Marlins. Obviously, the Marlins more concerned were with the price point for the team and what they would sell it at. So they ended up getting a richer owner, but in the end, it hasn't led to anything. In terms of doing something for the community, which for a long time, even David Beckham, when he announced the team, was kind of looking for a majority owner. There was a link with Todd Boehly, who's now the owner of Chelsea, who was one of the owners of the Dodgers. There are all these people. They needed sort of a white knight to come in at the last minute and figure out who was going to save soccer in Miami, and it was Jorge Mas. And he comes in as a majority owner, gets a team built, gets Lionel Messi in. And yes, there have been, you know, ups and downs along the way. There, you know, some down seasons at the beginning. They couldn't figure out the DP situation until they bring in the best player in the world. But then you get the best player of the world in, and everything is fine after that. So, yeah, I think in terms of – and I think we're sort of only at the beginning. We're, you know, 6 or 7 years into having an MLS team in Miami. In 20 years from now, when that's still there, when that stadium is still there, and – there is a sustainable future where it's not even just and it's kind of funny in seeing a lot of the Instagram comments about this new stadium is that all these people going, oh, well, when Lionel Messi leaves, then, you know, it'll all be gone and nobody will be there. But the thing that they have done is not just inaugurate a new stadium and bring Lionel Messi in, is they have set a standard. The standard now going forward is anytime any major superstar in soccer is going to be available now, the first name that will be mentioned for sort of that sort of post-prime, you know, what happens after they leave major European football is, well, they'll go to Miami. and all these people want to go to Miami. And that was always a possibility. Somebody just needed to execute upon that because world soccer superstars love Miami. It just has to be backed by an owner, an organization, a club, and a stadium that can be able to withstand that and welcome it and allow for players to succeed here. That now is more than clearly laid down. So I don't know what Kylian Mbappe is going to do when he's done at Real Madrid or when he's done a major European football, but I can guarantee you Miami will be a part of that conversation when all these guys that are heading towards sort of that post-prime part of their career, and who knows, maybe at some point MLS will be in the conversation for the in-prime parts of their career. Miami is a destination in soccer forevermore because of the work that Jorge Mas has done.
I didn't know that.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
No, I didn't realize that that was what would happen now, that if Mbappe is looked like, I didn't even think about when you said the stadium, like you'll have international friendlies, but you're right. If you're asking these international clubs, hey, would you mind a friendly in, it's not exactly asking them to go to Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
It's Miami. Of course they want to play down there.
The alternative, every South American national team could draw a crowd in Miami without question. I think it was always like, you know, Chase Stadium's a little far out of the way and maybe Hard Rock's a little too big. Every international window, they will have games there that will draw crowds and will get parts of the community together.
And think of the alternative, which was Hard Rock Stadium having to go up to Miami Gardens. So they weren't really staying in Miami proper, or having to go play at Chase Stadium or Inter Miami Stadium. I forget what they're calling it now, which was in Fort Lauderdale, like had nothing to do with Miami. Like now they're in Miami, right next to the airport.
Didn't have anything to do with Fort Lauderdale. Exactly, it was kind of a no man's land. Just like
extreme
action, couple of fast food places and Lockhart Stadium.
Hey, what's Messi's? I guess not role, but what does he have to do? Is he an owner? Does he own piece of the stadium? Like, what is his overall umbrella with Inter Miami?
I don't know kind of the exact details. That was sort of part of, like, him signing on here was him getting a cut of the Apple deal and Adidas sales and all this stuff. There is a suggestion that he at some point will be a minority owner of the team, which, you know, if you're an owner of the team, you're an owner of the stadium. So, yeah, I mean, I guess they've named one of the parts of the stadium. They call it the Leo Messi Stand. That's kind of a sort of very English tradition where, you know, if you go to any stadium in England, they name the four different sections of the ground something, you know, after either sometimes it's, you know, sold, it's like a sponsorship thing, or it's named after some legend of the club. Very rarely does that happen for an active player, but I mean, you could basically say it is the house that Lionel Messi built in a way. Like you're going to honor him now, you're going to honor him later. There'll be a statue of him outside that stadium at some point too. Like this is completely Lionel Messi's club in the early stages. So yeah, I mean, it makes complete sense, but yeah, he will definitely own a part of this team. And by the way, I mean, Miami already is one of the most valuable franchises in Major League Soccer. That will only increase as they spend time in their own stadium that, you know, will drive the revenue that this stadium that this stadium will drive. I don't know if you guys have seen the secondary market, but, you know, get in the doors like $300 right now, to, you know, just to go sit in some upper corner of the ground. I mean, the money they're going to generate is enormous, and they're already the team that kind of, you know, Miami, while being a big market, it's not the biggest market in the country. It's not Chicago. It's not Los Angeles. It's not New York in terms of population, but in terms of relevance and in terms of what they've, you know, managed to achieve by having Messi in, they have massively overpunched, sort of outdelivered what you could have expected out of a team from Miami.
Is Messi better at soccer than Dan is at football and Dwayne Wade was at basketball? Like, is he the best athlete in Miami history?
Yes. I don't even think it's particularly close. I mean, I guess LeBron James is...
Forget Dwayne. What about LeBron?
Yeah.
Is that the comparison?
LeBron James, is considered by some the greatest of all time. At minimum, he's in your top three, I would think. I think it's Messi and LeBron that are the... And I think there's more of a... In basketball, especially now with how global it is, there's more of a capacity to compare sort of beyond just the United States, I suppose, where unfortunately, the NFL is entirely comprised of Americans. Whereas, think about the number of countries in the world that are trying to be good at soccer. And Lionel Messi is not just better than most of the players that have ever played. He is a good deal better than most of the players that I've ever played. He is sort of in a stratosphere of his own. Cristiano Ronaldo, Pele, there are a couple that are close. But in my view, I don't think it's particularly close that Lionel Messi is the greatest player that's ever lived. So, from a global standpoint, from like what it takes to have gotten there, I think he is the greatest athlete to have ever, set foot in Miami.
But also, comparing him to LeBron is interesting because I think the strongest case you can make for LeBron is longevity. And what he's done, accomplished because of how long he's been in the league, Messi's done that with soccer. Like Maradona was, the greatest player of all time, Woody, but he only had like a decade of dominance. Pele, kind of the same thing. Like Messi's been doing this for 20 plus years. I was a second grader when Messi was scoring goals in the Champions League for Barcelona. And I'm 32 years old now, and he's still doing it. You've never seen that in the sport of soccer ever.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, his only comp is Ronaldo, which is why they're in the sort of that all-time conversation, because Ronaldo has been doing that also since the mid-2000s, beginning first with Manchester United and then Real Madrid, and now is still scoring tons of goals. I don't think he's going to retire until he hits 1,000 goals for his career. So, yeah, I mean, those are the two. They set the standard. They've done it for the longest. They've hoovered all the silverware there is to win, and they've been absolutely unbelievable figures in the sport. But I think, you can compare... But if you watch the game, I think Messi is considerably better than Ronaldo.
Solana, how many times did you take second grade?
Yeah. I mean, didn't he make his debut in like 2005? What would you have been in 2005?
I don't know. It really helped my argument, but I was in fifth grade in 2005.
Right.
It just sounded good.
It was a better. Right?
Fifth grade is still impressive.
Right. But it hit harder at second grade.
Yeah.
It hit and I was like, huh?
Is there excitement league-wide? Witty, do you know about new stadium opening? Like, is there, obviously there's going to be pomp and circumstance tomorrow. Mark Anthony is singing the national anthem. Is this an exciting moment for the league? And is it exciting in the soccer world outside the league or no?
I think so. I mean, you're getting some sort of more international attention. It's sort of this new stadium for this new theater for Messi to call home. I think over the course of his career, it would only be the fourth stadium that he's called home. So, yeah, I mean, I think anything Miami does gets attention. I think ultimately new stadiums are more kind of a thing for local markets. As part of a broader league narrative, what I mentioned earlier, the sort of idea that all these teams have their own places to play is kind of staggering. I mean, you go back to where MLS was in the mid-2000s. It's kind of interesting. They used to host the MLS Cup final in neutral venues. And the reason why they did that is because not enough teams own their stadiums. And so they basically had to, because let's say, you're the New York, New Jersey Metro Stars and you play a Giants stadium. Well, if your venue is taken up by the New York Giants or by the New York Jets, you're not going to be able to play your MLS Cup final at home. And so they used to have to do this at a neutral field. And then they kind of woke up one morning and realized, well, we own enough of our stadiums. This won't be a problem. Let's go back to having the championship game in the home of the team that was there. And so owning your own infrastructure, while not exactly the most exciting, story to tell, is incredibly important for a league to build from strength to strength. Obviously, the real estate value of all this is absolutely enormous. I mean, Miami have a 99-year lease on a venue that is right next to the Miami airport. They're going to build all kinds of, commercial business there as well. They're going to have hotels and restaurants and bars and shopping and all this stuff there. That'll be a huge boon for the club. So all this stuff is incredibly important for kind of the foundational basis for a league. Now, again, is that sort of the most excited? Like, you know, when you're a sports fan, you show up and go, we have restaurants and bars and hotels and businesses. You'll never sing that. Like, it's not really like that big of a thing for fans, but for the league, for the business future of the league, it's absolutely enormous.
Well, a very exciting night tomorrow in Miami. New stadium opens, and Inter Miami, they will host Austin, and you can watch the game on Apple TV. 7:30 is when it starts, Apple TV. And Whittingham will be on the call Sunday. Inter Milan and Roma, and PSG and Liverpool on Wednesday. Those are both on Paramount Plus. Thank you, as always, Witty.
Thanks, guys.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone. T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.